This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Everyone, welcome once again to the Rockin' Comedy Show, located up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant and Pest Control Building. That's right, high enough that we can see all of Neon City, Dumpster 3, and so much more. Yes, sir, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I do bring it to you each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox with my 2-watt transmitter of fun. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I am your host, the host with the most. That's right. And we have another week without Mad Mike. As you know, last week, you know, he took some time off. So last week, good job for Rabbi. He did a very nice job filling in for Mad Mike. And thanks again for Michael Johns, who was on the show last week. But, you know, even without, you know, Mad Mike being here, you know, some say without Mad Mike away, Jay gets to play or whatever, the show, I think, is still going to be a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Total crapola. This is a complete and utter disaster.
It could be. It could be. But we'll see how it pans out. Because, you know, Big Lance works down on the very first floor of this building. He's in charge of security. And he's been talking about moving back to California. And I was planning on doing a going away show for Big Lance because we love having him on the show. Unfortunately, not at his security post today. So I don't know if he has already left or if he's just not showing up. But there is a huge amount of people waiting right here in the green room of the 44th floor to come on the show. I don't know why they're here.
It all starts here.
Well, some would say that it starts here, but pretty much your career could die here on the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show. A lot of people out there. We got Paul Spiraza out there. We all love him. Fagan Harlow hasn't been on the show in a while. She's here. And a gentleman who has called in several times on the show. He's friends with Bonnie Mazel. Can also play the hell out of a piano. Ryan Boutel is here. And be the first time we've really met in person. And just lots of craziness. I don't know if they're coming on the show to, you know, just be interviewed or if they're really trying out for Mad Mike's job. I'm not quite sure. We'll find out. But somebody else who has made his way into the studio without me opening up the doors to the asylum, it's somebody we've had on the show. We've talked about him a couple of times. Going to fill in the co-hosting role today. It's my brother, Mr. Stewart. Screwy Stewie.
Is that why I'm here? I thought I was just like going to play like World of Warcraft or like Pet the Dog or some stupid shit. You actually want me to do something?
You're here and I need a co-host.
Oh, okay.
Can't do the show anymore by myself, so. I need somebody to hold my hand.
That's the only thing I'm going to hold there.
So we've got all this happening and so much fun. I mean, it's just, I think it's going to be a fun show.
More fun than getting dirty.
And you have a couple of your friends waiting outside.
Shit, I don't know who they are. I just picked them up on the street. But he claims his name is Milos, and then his girlfriend Elizabeth. She works over at the Perini. Milos is one of my friends from school. We're both in the paramedic program down there.
Cool. So. Anything, guys. Anything could happen. But along with that, we've got some news that we're going to get to before we open up the doors to the asylum. A couple of celebrity prank calls and, some requests that we need to get to as well. So that ought to be a good time.
Play some more music.
All right. We'll definitely, you know, that's a pretty demanding kid right there. But we'll definitely get to your music here in just a second while we wait for that to... Cue up, my friends. Let's do some news. How's that? Does that sound like something you want to be a part of? You're playing World of Warcraft, aren't you?
Yes, I am playing World of Warcraft. let's do this fucking news.
All right, our first story comes out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln.
Police say a 24-year-old man is missing a chunk of his right ear that was bitten off by a woman who didn't like being called fat.
I'm sorry. If I would have called somebody I was dating fat, she'd probably bite off a little something extra.
Right. Police spokeswoman Katie Flood said officers were called to a Lincoln hospital about 3:25 in the morning to talk to the injured man. He told them that he had been bitten at a party. Flood said officers later learned that the injured man and two others had been arguing with other people at the birthday party. Flood says the man told 21-year-old Anna Godfrey that she was fat.
I'm going to bite your fucking ear off.
That's right. Officer said, well, maybe ears are good. I mean, Mike Tyson did it. So, I don't know. But officer said Godfrey then tackled the man and took a bite. Flood said the ear chunk was not found. So, she swallowed, I think. Godfrey was arrested on suspicion of felony assault and remained in custody. Case records do not yet list her attorney in the case.
So, how do you defend something like that? Oops, my bad. Your ear slipped into my mouth and I bit.
Yeah. Elkhart, Indiana, police said a man who was apparently sleeping inside a large trash bin nearly missed being crushed by a garbage truck. Police Lieutenant Ed Winbegler said the newspaper's carrier spotted the 42-year-old man on top of the garbage truck about 4 o'clock in the morning. He was yelling for it to stop. Winbegler said the man fell to the pavement before emergency crews arrived and underwent surgery for injuries that included a possibly lacerated liver and spleen. Winbegler said the truck driver had compacted its load just before dumping the bin, holding the man, or he likely would have been crushed to death. What a way to go.
Yeah, what the hell was he doing on the back of a fucking dumpster?
Well, that they don't say. He might have been homeless, just sleeping in there.
I mean, just like...
There's a story. I think this is a story about a modern-day Robin Hood. In Columbus, Ohio, police are looking for a man they say robbed a bank near downtown, then handed two $100 bills to passerbys as he ran away. FBI Special Agent Harry Trumbatis said the man robbed a Huntington Bank branch early Monday afternoon after showing a teller a gun in his waistband. Trumbatis said the man was running up the street where he encountered a mother and daughter window shopping. The robber stopped and gave them each a $100 bill, assured them it was real, then kept running. Trumbatis said the mother and daughter from the Cleveland area were in town for a visit to Ohio State. They took the money to the nearest bank, which turned out to be the Huntington branch that was just robbed. Oh. And there, they told police what happened.
So did they have to give back the $200?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say. You think they wouldn't have to, but maybe they did.
Dude, this sucks.
That sucks. What about Memphis, Tennessee woman called police after she found her son stealing her prescription sedatives from her bra? The Commercial Appeal reported that police found a 28-year-old man hiding under a neighbor's sport utility vehicle. The mother, whose name police didn't release, told officers she awakened before dawn to find her son going through her bra and finding Xanax, where she kept it to prevent him from stealing it. Police said the man had 22 Xanax pills, 15 of them wrapped in toilet paper, and hiding in his sock. Officer said a search of the man's room turned up more pills and various drug paraphernalia. He was arrested and sent to jail on Thursday with a bond set at $40,000.
This is the son?
This is the son.
She's like, no, bitch, those are my pills. You try to steal them, you're going to go to jail.
Right? So anyway, mom turns her son in for stealing drugs. When I first read that, I was like, what did he do? Like, just reach in while she was wearing the bra? That would have been kind of weird.
That would have been.
Mom, I need some Xanax. I'm going to take it from you.
bring me your titty real quick.
Right. We'll do one more, and then we'll move on. The Milwaukee Bucks rallying cry, "Fear the deer," turned into a punchline Sunday afternoon. One, two deer burst through the glass door of a restaurant as patrons watched the Bucks playoff game. The first deer apparently hurt itself, bloody in its snout and becoming dazed, said Jay Orletti, general manager of the Stout Ale House. Two customers were able to safely wrestle it to the ground. The other deer fled into a private room. Cornered deer can be dangerous because they kick and bite, but a restaurant worker managed to wrestle the animal down as well. I couldn't tell it was starting to get a little anxious, he said. There was definitely the possibility of injury. The incident happened about 12:20, shortly after the Bucks game started, Game 7 of the playoff series. Bucks fans chant "Fear the Deer" in support of the team. After the deer broke in, customers joked that the cry had a new meaning to them. They were still kind of in disbelief, but everyone was having a good time with it. Things could have been worse for one man who narrowly avoided being hit by the charging deer.
I bet he's now fearful of the deer.
Yeah, Oletta said...
Dinner, a show, and a fucking basketball game.
Yeah. Oletta said it's first time since the restaurant opened in 2006 that it has had a problem with deer. There's a golf course nearby that deer often visit, but they never cross the large parking lot to the restaurant's front door, he said. I think they just lost their bearings and got startled, he said. I've seen this happen on TV before, but I've never thought it would happen here. It was pretty amusing.
I wonder if they have to post a sign that says, you know, fear the deer or deer crossing.
Yeah, they have a deer crossing sign in the restaurant. That's funny. Oh, all right. Well, before we take a break and bring in our guests and open up that door to the asylum, because anything can happen. I mean, Paul Spraz is here.
Yeah, when you get my Polish friend drunk, too, some crazy shit happens with that one, too.
When you get Fagin Harlow here, anything could happen. So it's going to be a room full of chaos, I'm pretty sure. But we're going to do a celebrity call right now. I'm going to give you your pick here, Mr. Stewie.
Oh, I get to pick on something?
You get to pick which one we hear. You get to hear Sling Blade calls a restaurant. Hank Hill calls Walmart.
Ooh.
Or Richard Simmons
calls
some rednecks. So Hank Hill calling a Walmart, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's the hardware department?
Where is the hardware department?
The hardware department.
It's in the back of the store.
Hey, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
Okay, well, you have to hold on, sir.
Oh, some WD-40.
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
Thanks for calling 24-hour Walmart. How can I help you?
The hardware department. That's what the white man calls them.
Can I help you?
Hey, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
Some goddamn
WD-40. Sir, you keep hanging up. Hold on.
Yes, all right.
Thanks for calling Walmart. How can I help you?
I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40.
Sir, you have to hold on. Why do you keep hanging up and calling back? You shut the hell up.
No, stop, please.
Thanks for calling Walmart. How can I help you?
Well, you've got one heck of a nerve. I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, bring your ass. Walmart, how can I help you?
Let me explain. Hey, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
Hello?
Let me explain. I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
Kick who?
Your ass.
Who the hell is that?
Who are you? First of all, you need to call with some respect, okay, sir? Now,
I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40.
Okay, well, calling here disrespecting the employees, you're not going to get no type of service. Huh? So are you going to have some sense?
Say what?
Are you going to call in here, talking stuff to the employees? You would not get no service.
I apologize.
Because we require respect just like you do.
I apologize for yelling
Thank
at you.
You. Let me give you the hardware, okay?
She hasn't figured
Good
it out.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling 24 Long Beach South and Walmart.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
Damn, I didn't know Hank was that racist.
On the phone. You don't even
I'm
going to
kick
phone.
Your ass.
Okay, I'm here at 4 o'clock. Come on down.
There you go. Yeah, now you're getting it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just hate these big emotional scenes.
You sound like Homer from The Simpsons.
No.
I'm Hank Hill.
Actually, yes. From the Hill. That's
the name's
right.
Hank Hill?
Uh-huh.
Stop making such a big deal out of it.
Making such a big deal about it.
So that's Hank Hill. Yeah, that's the thing that always amazes me and Mike is how can they not recognize like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you know people like that? It's just funny. I'm gonna do one more. It's Richard Simmons calling a redneck. This ought to be pretty good. Actually,
funny.
It is pretty funny.
Hello.
Please don't hang up the phone again. How are you?
Who's it?
My name is Marilyn. I want to talk to Richard.
About what?
For all these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever found you. My name is Cheryl, and I'm your daughter. Where's Mama?
Yellow.
Well, hello.
I quit already.
I want to talk to Richard.
This is Richard.
How are you?
I'm fine.
For all these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever found you. My name is Cheryl. And I'm your daughter.
I have no daughter.
Because I've hopped on hundreds of sausage, and Richard the giant at 7 inches and over 500 pounds.
Wow.
Hello.
Is this Diane?
No.
What's wrong? Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
I don't know.
I want to talk to Richard.
This is Richard.
For all these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever found you. My name is Cheryl, and I'm your daughter.
And I'm your daughter.
You knew nothing about me. I just want you to be my mom.
I just want you to be my mom.
I don't know who you are, but sir, you got the wrong number.
Well, I'll think about it.
Okay, I'm gonna phone 911.
Don't you start with me.
What?
Don't you start with me.
What are you talking about?
I don't like this new attitude of yours.
Well, I don't know who you are. You
is there people in the background laughing at him?
My name is Marilyn.
Name is what?
What's wrong?
Yeah, well, I think it's the guy
don't know why you're doing this to yourself.
Doing what?
Where's Mama?
That sounds like Hank Hill.
I don't know who you are.
My name is Marilyn.
Do what?
My name is Marilyn.
Alan?
Yes, yes. I'll call back in an hour.
Hello.
Please don't hang up the phone again.
Hello, what do you want?
How are you?
Who is this?
My name is Marilyn. I just want you to be my mom.
Goodbye.
Please tell me why you're doing this to yourself.
Hello?
Richard?
May I ask who's calling?
Good morning.
Is this Diane?
Is this Diane?
I'm sorry. Let me get away from the computer. Who's calling, please?
I want to talk to Richard.
Who are you?
For all these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever
What is your
name?
I'm just so pissed.
Those are great. So, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy J with you, Screwy Stewie.
Yeah, what's up, people?
And we have a green room full of amazing talent that's about ready to come in. And we're gonna play a song here and then take a break. And when we come back, we will open up the asylum doors for any of the insanity that could take place today.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, 1 second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you. If we all
got a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the 44th floor, you're listening to Rockin' Radio Show with Crazy Jay and Friends.
Friends indeed. I don't think the studio has been this full since, well, Christmas. Oh, no, maybe when the last time you were here, Paul, when Ava Devine was here.
That was an adventure. That was...
yeah, maybe we'll pull up that song later.
Oh, dude, that was crazy times. We were making up porn music. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll here.
That's how we roll.
On the 44th floor. Fagin Harlow is here. How have you been, Fagin?
Good, good.
Since you're... I don't think we've seen you since our pole position charity race.
No.
Where Larry G. Jones was slamming your car into the wall.
Yeah, and I believe I got a good slam on you, too. Is that right?
Yeah, you knocked me pretty good.
Sorry, it's all right. I
knocked it a lot.
Don't get naughty.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because before that was the Amazing Jonathan Halloween party.
Yeah.
That was wicked.
That was fun.
We'll talk about that. Because you got hurt during that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little. Just a little fall.
But the studio is full. Mad Mike is not here. He's away. He's got some mental issues that he's being helped with. Shock treatment's pretty good for that kind of stuff. So. But Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good,
how
man.
How have you been? You're touring all over the place.
Well, you know, just keeping busy. I'm with my group, Vox Audio. You can look it up at voxaudio.com. I'm doing a lot of... I've been traveling all over the country, actually. I do a lot of workshops for high schools and colleges as a performance coach. I'm teaching kids how to do stupid human noises like... Yeah, what? Yeah, stupid human noises like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to be back home in Vegas.
How do you teach that? Like, class?
Yeah, it's like
today
you don't learn this.
Learn this.
You know, it's hard because I'll tell you something about high school kids. It's the same. It is exactly the same thing as when we were growing up. And, you know, all the same, there's the jocks, there's the you know, socially inept Asian kids there. You know, hey, shut up, man, I'm half Chinese. But there's, you know, you have your preps, you have your, all the same dynamics are all still there. And, you know, it's all about being cool. And my job is just to help make music cool.
Yeah. And it is cool.
Yeah, it's
we
cool.
We have a room full of people that have never seen what you've done.
Oh, you have no clue. Well... Right now, I do something. Well, I'll go into it.
Go into it.
I do a thing called live looping, where everything. I'm used, with the help of my computer and my iPhone. Soon, if I press this button that you can't see, if I press this button, it records everything that's going into the microphone. And if I press it again, records everything that's going into the microphone. And if I press it again, records everything that's going into the microphone. And if I press it again,
things like drum.
It plays it back instantly.
And I can get things like drum.
It plays it back instantly. And creating my own one-man band. You know, yay! All right, let me see where I am here. So, I mean, I'll break out into a little jam. All right, let's jam a little bit. It's like, here we go. Time out. I'm having some technical difficulties here. That sucks.
Technical issues.
This is the problem with
live looping.
Well, no, live looping just in computers in general.
So back to Fagan.
And we'll go back to me in a second.
Hi.
So what have you been up to? Are you in any shows? Are you still jumping off billboards? What are you doing?
Haven't done a billboard for a while, but doing my straitjacket and chain act actually tomorrow night, international sideshow showcase.
Where's this?
So that's actually at the Harmon Theater.
Oh. Awesome. What time is that? I want to come see it.
Doors open at 10:30.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we got about actually 3-hour show of a whole bunch of sideshow artists from all over the world. Finland. Got some people from Phoenix coming up. So, yeah.
Is it once a week, once a month?
No, this is a once in a year event. It is the international, like, annual sideshow showcase that's connected with the APP. It's the Association of Professional Piercers. So, basically tomorrow's going to be, we have this guy coming in, he's a balloon master, and basically a prop comedian. He does a whole bunch of raunchy shit with
balloons. I know
balloon.
Who that guy
yeah.
is. I've seen that guy before. He's been on Stern and stuff. Yeah, he's pretty raunchy.
So we got.
So this is new, right? Around the eyes?
No, those are new. I've already lost a few of them, too. Little fuckers are rejecting, but.
Are you, they have that new attraction at the Stratosphere where you get to do the free fall. Are you going to do that?
Fuck yeah.
It's $100.
I know. It's totally worth it. Although I know I'm going to shit my pants as soon as I get up there, so I have to go with a whole bunch of other people that are like all about it.
I was watching them do it tonight. That looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do it.
Yeah.
Just jumping free fall off the Stratosphere.
No, I'm telling myself now that I want to do it. I'm going to do it.
Once you get up there, it'll be completely different.
Are you going to put that on the radio when you see it?
Fuck yeah, that's what I need.
You're going to put that on the radio when
you
see it. You know?
I will shit.
Dude, you know, mic yourself up and jump off.
Right.
Can you scream like a woman?
I will scream like a little fucking 12-year-old.
I think it'd be a thrill, but I don't see myself doing it.
No.
I will go shit myself in front of the hot girl just to do it.
I don't care if you do that.
He's like, what's it to me?
Yeah. So you shit yourself. How is that different than any other Saturday night?
I don't shit myself. I pee myself. I piss myself.
Whatever. So you haven't done any billboards in a while.
No, no billboards. I technically actually got injured after Ignite closed. So this is actually my first freelance performance tomorrow that's coming up. So I'm still technically supposed to have neck surgery, but...
For those listening that, because it's been a while since Fagan's been on, she is an aerial enthusiast with chains, correct?
Woohoo!
I got it right this time.
Oh, yeah.
What that means is she takes meat hooks and shoves them in her shoulder blades and lifts it up in the air pretty much, right?
Basically. That's one format. Got a few other ones up my sleeve.
All right. We got to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
That's the sound of... your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection.
A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp.
It's just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Many, many people. I think the security guard downstairs is off duty or something, because we have the janitor here. I don't know what's going on. My brother's here. Fagan's here.
All right.
We got Paul Sprazzi here. We have the plug here. And we have Brian.
Yes. Yes. We have...
We called in. We talked about Bonnie.
Yeah. Bonnie and her two friends. Her two sisters. Yeah.
We saw Bonnie last night. As lovely as always.
Did you? Where'd you see her?
Napoleon Bar over there.
Oh, yeah.
Is she the piano player?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. I've seen her a couple times.
She's the one with the fantastic tits.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
Yeah. And we have no problem saying that.
I have no problem saying that either. They're fantastic.
I told her that you were going to be on the show, and she sort of rolled her eyes.
Did she?
Yeah, I think she knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Is it going to be 20 minutes of my tits?
Yeah.
It should be 30.
No, yeah, it should be 20 minutes a tit.
So you're playing piano. You were here last week. You don't live here, but you're playing piano all over the place at these piano bars.
Yeah, I have a house gig in Claremont, California, a place called Piano Piano, but I come over here to have a little fun and to stir up the mix a little bit.
Woo-hoo! You were here last week.
Two weeks ago.
And then you were here this week.
Yeah, I got in Sunday night, and I played the last 2 days at the Palazzo, and tomorrow I am opening up the piano room at the Palms.
Oh, yeah, that's brand
new.
That's
brand new, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow's supposed to be the first night.
I'm going to be busy tomorrow. I got his shit now, and I got to go see your shit, and that's lots of stuff going on.
That's a lot of dirty shit.
This is some serious shit.
Yeah, man.
So how long have you actually been playing piano?
How long have we known each other? No.
36 hours.
Yeah, about that. No, I'm somewhere between 20 and 55 years old right now, and I had a piano growing up
so
in the
35.
House. Yeah, I'm 41.
nice.
Yeah. The math is great in this room.
Yeah. but we had a piano growing up in the house. And I have a wonderful, lovely mother, and she tried to teach me piano as a kid, and that didn't work out so well.
She used to hit your fingers with the ruler and shit?
No, she's a wonderful woman. I love my mother, but it doesn't work when your family members try to teach you how to do anything, as you guys probably already know. But
no, it's the motivation, the best motivation, girls. Man, if you could play an instrument, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got into music because when I was about 6 years old, I saw an old clip of the Beatles on TV, you know, some sort of, hey, the Beatles thing. I don't know, it was probably 1976 or something like that. And I saw all the girls screaming and yelling. I said, that looks like a good job to have. So, And today, as I'm all grown up now, I think about that job, and I think that would probably still be a good job to have. As today, the Palazzo had roughly 19 people out there for us.
I'll tell you, that is probably one of the hardest gigs. These guys know probably about 2,000 songs apiece, you know, to get all out there. How many times have you sang Sweet Caroline and Brown Eyed Girl in your lifetime?
No.
Well, I sang those today, as a matter of fact.
How many times have you done Piano Man?
Oh, that one.
You know what? I got a great excuse for not singing that one. I don't sound very good singing it.
Hey, if you have another guy,
I say, you know, you should hear this guy sing, because I sound like shit when I do it. So I always tell people, you should have my friend or have one of the girls
sing
it. You
just say that because you don't want to sing it? Or you really do sound like
shit? I sound like shit when I sing it.
Let's hear a little.
what are the words? I do something else. I throw dirty limericks into it. If I got to do it, is that for me to sit on?
That's right.
Great. Thank God it's flat and not... Thank God it's not pointed. There we go.
That's only on Sundays.
Yeah.
When Mike's here.
Yeah. You know, when I do Piano Man, I do Piano Man, I throw dirty limericks into it. So it's a lot more enjoyable. You know, there's a, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, dirty limericks fit perfectly with the melody of the song. So I do a thing where I have everybody else shout out the last word of each line. That I like, you know, bum, 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 bum. There once was a man from Nantucket, whose dick was so long he could suck it. So he said with a grin while wiping his chin, if my ear was a snatch, I could la 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 di di da 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 di da 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 da. So, yeah, literally, I don't...
He just fell from the 44th floor.
Yeah.
Nobody stopped him.
Yeah. So, yeah, what I'm doing, there are so many songs that I sound like crap singing, and I'm sure if you ask any other piano player around, they'll agree with you. But, I just, those songs, there's not really any song I don't like to sing, because it still is, better than picking up dog crap for a living,
What are you saying, dude?
Scoop and poop. But
you had to grow up singing, you had your bag. I mean, you're a rock and roll guy. You still have the hair.
The funny thing is I play at the Palazzo,
That's really rock and roll kind of a
place.
Yeah,
it is. I think our average age in there tonight was 78, but... And
Did you play any of the Plotters? They were great. You remind me of a very young Johnny Cash.
Over there, they make me keep my arms covered up because they don't want the tattoos to show. But I walked into the agent's office 2 weeks ago, and I had my sleeves on. The agent goes, "You're our Palms guy." So, they look at that. So tomorrow the sleeves come up. The Palazzo makes me cover everything.
Who's managing that room over at the...
Damn shoes.
Oh, nice. Who's managing the room over
you
at the new room?
You can have
them. Bro, you're way too big on me. You make them look good, though.
You wear them well.
Who's controlling the room? Who's buying out there? I know Steve Byer holds the one over at New York, New York.
You know what? I come over here as a visiting player, so Steve Byer is the guy that books me over here.
You know all the guys at New York, New York.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, I know. I've been friends with those guys for years.
Yeah. I come over here to have fun. I got four nights a week at a place called Piano Piano in Claremont, California.
It's always good to have that house gig, but it's always good to get away, too.
It is. I like to come over here and have some fun with the people, stare at Bonnie's tits, but I like to come over here and,
Have you had a chance to do that today?
I have not had a chance to do that today, although I have a very photographic memory. And I don't know if Bonnie has ever told you about the time where I saw her coochie. It was...
No, but
would you like to hear about it?
I would love to hear any story about Bonnie's coochie.
Well, let me tell you. Bonnie had come to California, and she had stayed at the hotel where I work. Anyways, she had to be out of her room earlier in the day, so I said, "You can use my room to put yourself together." Anyways, so she was, let's just say, standing up and putting her drawers back in place, and... She had her drawers at her knees, and she had the bathroom door open. And I was at the computer, we're talking and everything. She's carrying on a regular conversation. I think, she got the door open, everything's fine. I walk back, and there it is. There it is. Her little bug. Her little bugaboo.
Was it magical?
It was magical.
Like walking into the Magic Kingdom for the first time?
I'll tell you. I didn't actually get into the Magic Kingdom, but I got to see it from the outside.
You got there and realized you didn't have enough money?
I got to see it from the outside, Mohawk and all.
Someday.
The someday, absolutely. And the only thing that could come out of my mouth at that time when I saw her wasn't sorry. I didn't say sorry, excuse me. I said, "That's the finest specimen of one of those I've ever seen in my life."
Hey, that's actually a very... You could have said many, many more stupid things besides that.
Yes, and considering I've seen over two, it was, it was one of the best I've seen.
You had something to compare it to.
I did have something to compare it to. A medical school example and free clinic stuff.
That's good.
But I actually saw it without, I didn't have to buy her dinner or anything
that. For your listeners, Bonnie is a very attractive girl. Yeah.
Very attractive.
They know.
She turns men into walking hard-ons, okay?
Yeah. And she plays piano.
She what?
Plays piano.
Oh, yeah, she does that.
I think she does.
She does that, too.
We don't know what really pays attention to that, right?
Yeah. She's breast-tastic. But, so...
It's good times.
It's wonderful. What's this all about?
I don't know. He's pointing to his mouth and then to his ass. I don't know what that meant. But he's Polish.
We got a radio station. We got our own ATM radio show going. So, yeah, I come over here, I have fun, I don't, try to make a regular career happen over here or anything like that.
Well, now that the Palms are always looking for piano guys out here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's supposed to be the first night tomorrow, and
Hey, you're on board, man.
I'm on board. I'm going to be playing with Phyllis, and she completely rocks. And
Yeah, I've seen Phyllis before. She's played with Bonnie.
Yeah.
They're both pianists.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be better if they were organist, but... Yeah. So, is there a topic of your show this evening?
Oh, Paul is here.
Yeah, I'm going to jam out a little bit now that I'm all up and running.
Paul, what do you do? I don't know what
I'm a performer. I'm a group called Vox Audio. We do everything with the human voice, do all kinds of instrument sounds. I'm going to try this again. Let's see if this works. If I press this button right here on my iPhone, it records everything that's going into the microphone. If I press it again, here on my iPhone, it records everything that's going into the microphone. If I press it again, here on my iPhone, it records everything that's going into the microphone. If I press it again, here on my iPhone, it records it records, and I'm able to loop myself and perform by myself.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, I'm going to start it out with this. Thank you very much for the finance.
Now, what's the name of the company you work for?
I'm a group called Vox Audio.
Vox Audio. Where
are
you guys from?
We're an off-Broadway show. We used to tour. We tour still all over the nation. And now I do a lot of this stuff on the side, which is doing live looping. Just like you, just trying to keep a gig, have fun with it.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from New York, but I've been here for 4 years, and you just want to get out there and do it as long as you can. That's the mission. I'm 35 years old now, and I only hope I can do it for 35 more years.
You have incredible voice control.
Thanks, man. I mean, because I can't play piano as well as
you. Are you all yourself, or did you take voice lessons? Or?
I'm pretty much self-taught. It's one of those things I studied. I studied a lot. I went to school for music, but I didn't really learn anything until I started actually gigging, which is like I sang at Disney World for years. I sang at, I helped one of the producers of the Vox Audio show that was off Broadway. So it's one of those things. Now I go out there and teach kids how to do this kind of thing, how to be a performer, how to get out there and break the fourth wall. And
that program itself is pretty amazing.
Oh, you know, God bless the iPhone. You know, you guys aren't seeing it right now. Screw y'all who have Blackberries. Now I'm not in an echo chamber, it's great because the iPhone, I have this program in my iPhone, which basically is a remote control for my, so if I want to sound like I'm on the top of a mountain, I press this button here and I go, and if I want to sound like an electric guitar, it'd be like,
What's that plugin called?
This plugin for my iPhone is called ITM Matrix. It acts as a MIDI controller for Ableton Live 8.
Can anybody buy that thing?
Anybody. It's a $4 program.
You better write
that.
Damn
studio
write that
in there.
Shit down right now.
No, I got suckered into the droid. So.
Sucker!
I got a droid here, but what I have on...
How cool is the droid compared to that?
Well, I don't know anything about an iPhone, but what I do know is I have a great game on here called Pillow Fight, and it's two girls fighting with pillows, so...
That's the only reason you bought the
pillow. That's the only reason you bought the
pillow. I don't know what else it does, but I can watch two girls fight with pillows.
Yeah, that's... Well, hey, I mean...
That's
well,
awesome.
It'd be better if it was like Bonnie fighting with pillows.
Maybe I could name one of the characters Bonnie.
Maybe you can, like, download Bonnie's face.
See, there, take a look at the girls on the pillow fight there. Of course, nobody in the listening audience can see what the hell I'm showing you, but...
I know.
Probably now I could be showing you my penis right now.
That's
but.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got this thing, but this thing helped me today because somebody ran up on stage with a $100 bill and said, play Mr. Bojangles, which I've never
played. Mr. Bojangles!
Yeah, I didn't sound that good. I never played the song in my life. I knew the chords, but I just popped up the words on there, found them on, you know. Cause it's
oh, yeah, because you can get all your... You can
yes!
Yeah, we can do that on my iPhone, too.
Yeah. So,
it's great.
Yeah,
but no, the Droid is great because it's Google, you know, has the whole 3G.
Yeah.
But the whole Google system is on there. So.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but it can't control my computer like this one does.
I don't know anything about you, but I want to hear more about your show.
Well, Toxic Audio is all about, well, the show that I'm with, Toxic Audio, Vox Audio Group, it's all about exploring the boundaries of the human voice. That's why, and hence, you know, anything that you can do with the human voice, we try to really take it to, you know, the next level. That's why, you know, we do the drums, we do guitar mimicking, but there's five of us, so you'd think that there was a full band playing. That's why you can go to voxaudiogroup.com, or if you want to see cool, you know, me just doing some cool live looping stuff, just go to my new website, which is spazbox.com.
Spazbox?
S-P-A-Z-Z-B-O-X.
Oh, Z-Z.
Yeah, because one of those things, Spazza with two R's and two Z's, it's just really too hard to frickin' remember. So, you know, Spazbox, it's my gamer tag on my Xbox.
Is it? Yeah. Spazbox? Nice.
Spazbox.com. So you can, synergy, you know, try to
right,
put them both
together.
Put them both together. But, yeah, we're trying to get out there, and this is all brand new for me doing this live looping stuff. So to get out there and just put a show on and have fun with it, and I can trigger anything. And, you know, I can trigger, you know, karaoke tracks, loops, pictures, video. It's a lot. It's just a lot of fun.
From your iPhone.
From my iPhone.
Yeah, I got.
And what does the Droid do again?
Oh, what's the Droid do?
Wait, I got a pillow fighting game on my Droid. Pretty good. I tried to load porn onto this thing, but I got an ear infection afterwards. So. Yeah. So.
And was that? It was the pillow fight? Did it come with the phone?
No, I had to pay for it. It was 99 cents.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't more than $4.
Yeah.
Because I would feel then at that point you got ripped off.
No, because $4, you got a whole damn studio. But I've got Pillow Fight.
Yeah, Pillow Fight. Yeah.
So I have a guitar tuner on this thing too. I know, but do you have perfect pitch?
No, I have a strong relative pitch.
Strong relative pitch?
For those audience members, there are some freaky people who can hear and see what notes look like. That'd be perfect.
No, I see notes in color.
Yeah, you can see notes and you have perfect pitch then.
No, I don't have perfect pitch.
I see them in color, but it's all gray.
Yeah. No.
It's all gray. You know, I see the color gray. That's pretty much it. Different shades of gray.
I never thought about that, but I don't think of it as an E. I just see like a color when certain notes register. It's E is black, F is purple, G is red, A is orange, B is yellow, C is green, and D is blue.
So you can just give me a C right on.
And then the half notes, the black notes in between, well, yeah, they're just black. No, but they're like a mixed shade of the color. And what's strange is I used to teach autistic kids music, all right, and I had this one little kid. And I showed him, like, my little neat that I thought was so neat that I could see, you know, that each note represented a color to me. And I thought, you know, this is fantastic. This kid will, and I come back, this 8-year-old kid, I come back a week later. He's taken all 88 notes on the piano spectrum, and he's even gone deeper, shading them. That the notes all the way down to the bottom are the darkest, boldest of the colors, and all the ones way at the top are just barely shaded, just very light hues of the color.
Man.
No, again, another 8-year-old show.
No kidding. You know what? I found out how
Thanks
to do
to
this.
Rock band.
Yeah, no kidding. I found out how to do all this kind of crap from some 12-year-old on the internet who's doing it for like, oh, dude, this is how you really try to set up your DJ studio. And, you know, it's awesome. You just get, I mean, 12-year-old kid, you know, sit there and tell you how to do. You can learn anything on YouTube. It's you know, why even go to school? Everybody spends half their time on your droid or your iPhone these days.
Mostly pillow fighting, though.
Pillow fighting. Yes, pillow fighting. Cause, you know, but there's some good stuff on the internet, for God's sake. There's a lot of bad stuff. There's some good stuff, too.
Yeah, like the Rock and Comedy Show.
The Rock and Comedy Show.
No, that's it. That's the good, bad stuff.
Yeah, we even hit out.
The good, the bad, and the tasteless.
The good, the bad, and the Bonnie.
Gosh, I gotta be here when she's actually in the room.
Yeah.
I bet that would be funny as hell.
She was good the last time she was here. Now it's trying to get her back. I think we scared her the first time.
Hmm.
Mike was asking all kinds of weird questions, you know.
I like all the pictures and things you have on the wall in here. It's,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to
steal them.
I'm gonna have to go through because living over in Los Angeles, I run into a lot of people. I can't say exactly where, but I can say where. I can't say who.
LA, you're gonna run into people everywhere.
Yeah, I can't say who, but I can say where.
Well, it's a good thing that you run into people.
Yes, I do. Somebody ran into me last time I was here.
They let you out in public.
I got in an accident last time I was over here in Vegas.
I remember reading that on your Facebook.
Yeah, and
welcome to Vegas.
Yeah, you think? Yeah.
Center of the universe, baby. You know, it's a lot of things happen here.
I'm gonna have to send you a little gift of somebody's autograph for your wall or something. Do you have a wanted list?
Do I have a want? No. No, it's whatever.
I mean, you know, do you get starstruck anymore?
Not really.
I mean, being here because everything happens here. The Country Music Awards happen here. The porn awards happen here. God bless them. Great, wonderful work that they're doing. Wonderful work.
Especially Ava DeVette.
Nice.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the hard work.
Just keep it up. How about that? Just keep it up.
Keep it up. Spread the word.
I mean, I've been here for 4 years. You go out there on the strip, and, you know, I see all these people on these billboards, and honestly, I don't know who the hell half of them are.
Here's the funny thing. Now, when I first started coming over here to play in 2007, I think it was, and I would like be driving across the desert and all those billboards, and they're showing, and I'm thinking this is my thing. I'm thinking, well, who are these people? And you know, you get to Vegas, and everybody in Vegas, like all the other entertainers, know who they are. But some of these people, like if you go like my hometown in Ohio, and you mention somebody's name, people are like, who was that? Oh, they're the biggest draw in Vegas.
It was that Danny Gans.
Danny Gans.
Danny Gans.
I had no idea who the hell Danny Gans was until I came over here. They're like, what does he do? He plays every instrument in the show. I'm like, I do that, though.
No, but he was an impersonator. He's he was a phenomenal impersonator and an impressionist.
Okay.
And but he did before he passed away. I mean, Danny did good work.
Yeah, I'm not starstruck anymore. But, you know, I'm not like those people either that, like, they see a famous person in the restaurant eating and they walk up and have to get their autograph. I would never, like, ever disturb, like, somebody while they were eating. I just think it's rude. I mean, if you want to get an autograph, that's cool. But, you know, you should at least have the respect. They're out there, you know, they're out there having...
But yeah, there's another side to that coin, because it's those people that made them famous.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to be, you know, bothered.
But if you're going to put yourself out there, I mean...
You bought the ticket, take the ride.
Yeah, you know.
I understand
you can't
charging
be a douchebag. Come on.
I do that all the time.
But there's...
What was it? Robert Downey Jr. He was a douchebag in the 80s to, like, everybody beating up the paparazzi. Now, you know, just take the pictures. And
yeah, well, he's... He's gone some, but he's a nice guy though. He's you know.
He looks like
Iron Man.
Yeah, he's Iron Man. But I've been in mixed company with him, and he is a very genuine, friendly person.
But he's Iron Man.
It's the drugs that made him do it.
drugs make
us do a lot of stupid.
Drugs make people do a lot of things. But you know,
as he drinks a beer.
It's to take the edge off. You know?
I haven't. I'm almost 4.5 years without a beer.
Well, there's plenty.
No,
that's good, man. Because I mean, being in a piano bar, you're subjected to it all the time, man. Half the guys at New York. I mean, shot after shot after shot. I know, you know, Chris Nelson, big guy. I mean, I've seen him down like a fifth. Of freaking vodka. I was like, you're going to die, dude. And
I don't have anything to say about that, but that's why I quit, because, the people on the West Coast I play with don't know me as, you know, who I used to be. I got sober, a little more than 4.5 years ago, but I was living in Baltimore, and I don't know if you've ever been to Baltimore, but I think as soon as you can breathe, they let you drink there. And I grew up in Central Ohio, but I'm the type of guy that, like, you know, getting sober is not for everybody, but I'm the type of guy that it was the best decision I could ever make for myself.
Well, I mean, you're still in the game, dude.
I'm still doing what I'm doing.
You're still in the game.
Yeah, I'm still doing what I'm doing, and I'm lucky for the most part that I can write my own ticket on what I do.
That's awesome. Because
today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at the Palms, it could change, and everybody could say, don't ever bring that guy back here.
Well, either that or it can go the other way. You could be like, because... This town's always starving for, you know, good, decent, hip, cool piano players. Not like the one, like my grandma, you know, she played. Oh, let's play an old ditty.
She might have done awesome at the Palazzo today, though.
You know what? The Palazzo.
She would have been a star. She'd have run
That's a target market, dude.
She'd have run my ass all over that stage.
Could you play anything from Chuck Berry?
Yeah, what about the Jersey Boys? You're right next to
the Jersey Boys! Oh, thank you, fella. You remind me of
those boys are fantastic, the four lads up there. I can't take my eyes off this girl. Oh, what a night. This is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
These boys came out of Bedford Stuy originally, then they went to Jersey.
I swear to God, man, that show is absolutely blowing up. Granted... In Vegas, I probably will never see Jersey Boys. I'm sure I heard it's a wonderful show. Do I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons? That's my mom's music. No. And I'll take that. I'm going to take this in a tangent here. Half of the things on the Strip right now are still catering to my mom.
Yeah.
And that's honestly shit that I would never see. Thank God for Garth Brooks, because he's the
only one. I love Garth.
Garth is fantastic. Great singer, great writer. But, you know, my mom didn't listen to Garth. I'm happy. Celine Dion's coming back. Yay! Come on. I don't want to see some Canadian beat her chest.
I got to confess, and I admitted to this on
stage. Celine Dion.
No. I'm a huge...
Son of a bitch.
No.
You love to sing My Heart Goes On, don't you?
No, I don't even know. I don't know. French and Canadian, you just can't, you know. But, no, I admitted on stage today at my show, I am a huge Osmonds fan. All right, there. I just put it out there.
Okay, Ryan, thank you.
All right, and we got a commercial break right there. Commercial break.
I'm a huge Osmond.
We love
but
you guys.
I guarantee you, I could find you an Osmond song that if you listened to it, you would never think it was the Osmonds. It's so hard rocking. All right, look up the song Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Incredibly hard grooving song. Find it. One Way Ticket to Anywhere by the Osmonds. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're rock and roll songs.
What is it called? Crazy?
Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. All right. And great drum groove.
I don't mind songs with kick-ass grooves. I'm a funk guy, though.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a funk guy. If you're going to sit there and... but can I see a whole... Okay, here we go. Let's try it.
Everywhere, it's the morning, it's midnight. Every tongue got to act. Stop and crazy horses on the run. What is done?
is enough of that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's a great song. It's
not a bad rock song. It's a rock song, but Crazy Horse is
it's
nice hook.
So for 1973 or 74, what it was, 73, 74, that was some pretty hard rocking stuff.
Well, I mean, you had the Stones. Well, I mean, it's like the Stones came out. They wanted to get a piece of the action, and then we need to make a song like the Rolling Stones.
That's well, they did Wild Horses. Let's do Crazy Horses, but let's put it on 10. Wild Horses is a great song.
Wild Horses is a great song.
Yeah, fantastic song.
Christmas Lady.
So if anybody can get me the tickets to the Donnie and Marie show here on the Strip, I'd be really happy.
Oh, good Lord. I'm a little bit country.
Front row, please.
Rock and roll.
Front row.
Front row.
Front row.
I might have been able to get you the tickets, but not front row.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scooby.
I'll take any tickets.
No,
show.
Now you'll take any tickets. Ruby,
Ruby, Ruby.
Yeah. No, so there, I put it out there. I'm a huge Osmond.
So how can people find you online, Mr. Ryan?
All they got to do is type in my name, Ryan Buter. First name, R-Y-A-N. Last name, Buter, B-U-E-T-E-R. Ryan Buter, B-U-E-T-E-R. And several things, all they got to do is Google that.
And then we can Facebook friend you.
Oh, Facebook, yeah. Woo-hoo. Find me on Facebook.
Yay!
Yeah.
I don't want to have 5,000 friends by the end of this year. I doubt that's going to happen.
And you are not nearly as self-obsessed as I am.
Oh, you need a lot more than friends.
I mean, but we're there. We'll put a plug in. Do you know about my Bumpkin Band?
Your Bumpkin Band.
The Bumpkin Band. The BumpkinBand.com. BUMMKNN.
It's like a country.
Band. Yeah, we do country. We do country music for kids.
Oh, that's rad, dude.
Yeah.
Country, man, like, country is the new rock for me, man. I listen to country all the time.
We played the Austin City Limits Music Festival. We played Stagecoach twice.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And
you're playing keys, guitar?
No, I play guitar. My character name is Mighty Maverick.
Oh, so he's a guitarist and he's a keyboardist? You're a beast, dude.
I had 7 years of drum lessons, too.
7 years of drum lessons. You know what? He's a beast. He's a monster. Go check this guy out. But, you know, it's one of those things, man. Holy crap. My computer's about to shut down on me. I haven't even plugged the son of a bitch in.
All right, Paul. Well, I'm going to find you on the Facebook.
Yeah, find me on Facebook, dude. I'm always out to hang. I'll drink beer in front of you.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, that's good because I know you don't drink, but I'll buy you a club soda or something.
I have the O'Doul's.
O'Doul's, okay. We can make the magic happen.
I do the O'Doul's. I'm just much more enjoyable to be around if I'm not intoxicated.
Well, trust me, I know a couple of people like that. You know what? Just don't drink. We'll all have fun. Mm. You know? Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
I get
you know what's fun?
That.
Sleep.
Yay!
You know what's fun? Making it home each night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's fun?
You don't ever have those kind of aspirations when you're 21. I just want to make it home safely. You know, you just want to wake up in a nice place.
You know,
I just want to wake up in a place that I know.
Like the other night, I'm walking down the street. Jay, where the fuck are you? You need to come pick me up. There's a cop fucking wanting to arrest me.
It's a good thing that nobody can actually hear you.
You know what's funny? As he says the other night, it was actually 10:30 in the morning.
It's one of the things. It was night.
You know, like I said, you're not supposed to go to jail.
Yeah, do the right thing.
I didn't go to jail. That's a good thing, man. I didn't go to jail. You know what I'm saying?
That's the same as saying I take care of my kids.
You're supposed to take
care of
your
kids.
You're supposed to take care of your kids.
you don't get extra credit for doing the right thing. Yeah.
I don't know. Life is like. No, I'm not. How old are you now? How old are you now?
28.
Oh, no. It stops at 25, dude. Because 25 is the age where you're not like 21 and you're like, oh my God, let's go party. Let's have lots of sex. No, you go out. You're 25 years old and you're like, oh shit, what am I going to do with my life? Especially girls, man. Girls, they'd be like, right. You know? But, yeah, I feel, you know, with the ladies, it's always a little bit more difficult because they have that clock ticking.
Well,
I know we have girls in the room, so they can give us the female opinion on this one.
Well, this is what I found out. I found out this, that girls that are, you know, are, you know, before they get to be about maybe 25 or so, like 21, 22, 23. No, they're not that crazy.
Not.
But you got to, like, the one who's out in the middle of the dance floor, like, with the drink in her hand, spilling, laughing, singing, doing all that, that's the one you want to stay away from.
Oh, no.
Wait. She's laughing. Which one of you girls are that girl?
Yeah.
You're the bar slut. Thank God, there's always one. The bar slut's in the room. That's great. Hey, she had to get hers, and you know, chlamydia is completely curable.
Completely curable with a shot. The chances are, on a blowjob, you won't even get it. So,
you know, herpes is a different thing. You know, you might carry that on for a little bit longer. You know.
But there's a club that you can join once you get it. So.
Yeah.
Where would that be? Oh, my God. Virginia. Oh, Virginia is the best educational system. What do we do for a living? Okay, that's good.
And may I ask your age? 28. So you're thinking, you're not married yet, right? But are you thinking, like, you want to get married and pop out a few kids? Is that you? All right. The bull hocking the dog.
Actually sounds like a sexual position.
It sounds like
Locking
a song.
It sounds like a
Bob Dylan song, the pull lock and the dog. But yeah. Well, I will try. So, but yeah, you're 28. You're like at that age where you're thinking about marriage, right? And you're thinking about kids, right? Yeah, I don't want that. I don't date girls that are in your age group. Because I have no desire to get married. I don't want children. So, no, it goes.
Your target market?
It's like 21 to like 24, but yeah, old enough to drink. But, you know, I don't get together with girls that have been drinking, though.
Dude, you're
not because I don't drink anything.
21 to 25 still? That's badass.
What?
That's badass. You're still skewing 21 to like 25 girls?
Dude, I performed for over 14 people today, all right?
Serious? Those old people? They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying about that is those girls are at the age where everything's new and they just want to have fun. Well, no, but you know, I don't lie to them. I don't tell them stories. I tell them exactly, you know, how it's going
to
be. No, I don't even do that. In fact, I don't even make the first move on girls because
I give them a warning.
No, dude, but you're a musician. You're a different category.
Yeah, but I don't even make the first move on girls because number one, I've already had sex and I'm 41. I've had it too, you know, enough times to know what the result is probably going to be.
But the sad thing is, you know, though, the sad thing is that there are some people who haven't had sex and they're 41. You're a musician, for God's sake. You live in this bubble. You live in this bubble because
don't pop my bubble, Paul. All right,
sorry, dude,
don't pop my damn bubble.
Man,
but,
my God, he's so hot. You know,
but those are the ones that I stay away from too, because those are the ones that as soon as you put the dipstick in, they're gonna fall in love with you. All right. Yeah. No, no, but that thing because I don't want to do anything that I have to apologize for anymore.
That's why you don't lie to them.
I don't lie.
You know what? We're gonna throw down tonight. You know, if you stay here long enough, I promise you, we'll be fucking.
Yeah, no, but
yeah,
no, I always have to talk with them. I'm like, listen, I know what you want to do. I just need to let you know there's a good chance, and it never happens because I don't even get laid that much anymore because I don't try, really. But
he's 41, dude. I don't need to.
He's 41.
He's 41. It's different than.
Have a few more beers. I get better looking. No. I'm good, really. I am. But no, it is that thing is I don't want to do anything I got to apologize for. And number two, I let them know, hey, I don't, even for, like, number one, if they're drunk, they're not getting through the door. So number one, I just don't get together with drunk girls. I'm with you on that. I did that once in sobriety with a girl that I was in love with that I was dating who I didn't think had so much of a drinking issue. But, you know, she gave me the 90-day show, and then her drinking started to rear its ugly head and slobber.
Then you call it, yeah. You know, sloppy drunks are horrible, horrible. I did that when I was...
It's babysitting.
Yeah, it's babysitting. You're absolutely right. And it's... for me, I have a wife and two kids. I get, you know, I get hit on all the time. I'm a pretty good, damn good looking brother. That's right.
I'm sure you're very handsome.
Yeah, you know, sexy motherfucker.
Damn, you're a sexy bitch. Damn, you're a sexy bitch. No, you never want to hear that song in prison, do you?
No. Sexy motherfucker. No, dude, I would be somebody's bitch in prison. I'll tell you that right now.
You want to stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, I'll trade you 10 cartons of cigarettes for the skinny guy. The skinny guy with the hair. Great, you know. Yeah. As the girls are shaking their head, yes, you would be owned by some dude. He was about 6'5", and he'd be sodomizing you nightly. Great!
We're gonna take a break.
But nobody else will rape you.
Well, I'm with him.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ah, you're finally back. What took so long?
Honey, you know how many shades of white paint they carry? 34.
So what'd you get?
Ultra premium puffy cloud white.
And that's going to match the dining room?
I have no idea.
Hey, it's white.
Right, there's another can in the cart. I just want to sit down a sec.
Honey, are you all right?
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Rattlesnake at the Pond.
Oh, Johnny, skipping rocks at the pond sure is fun.
Hey, look, a moving stick.
That ain't a stick. That's a rattlesnake.
Sassy, we're in danger.
Good idea, Sassy. Go get Mr. Gunderson.
You will in a second, but first you'd like to tell us something we may not know about animal shelters in the United States?
It's getting close, Sassy.
Approximately 8 million pets enter shelters each year, the majority of which are in shelters because of owner-related issues that the animals have no control over?
Sassy the rattlesnake! Save us, Sassy!
What, Sassy? You wish you were videotaping this? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Spock, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Hey, It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Ryan, who is here? Mark Ferraz is here.
What's up?
Fagan Harlow is here. Now, you're probably wondering, what the hell does Fagan do? Just by let's just see, like just by her appearance. Do you think she's from Middle Earth?
I like this.
What do I think Fagan does? Look straight up.
Yeah, do you think she lives in Middle Earth? Like
oh, Fagan.
Yeah, it's hot. The ears. She looks like Pink.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pink is hot.
Yeah. Doesn't she look like Pink?
Yeah, Pink is hot.
She looks
Yeah.
But you know she's in entertainment or some form of entertainment.
I have an idea of what I'd like her to be. Let me see the other gear shape. That one.
Yes.
See, that's hot. See, I just had this talk with someone the other day. I really want to have Martian sex. I think if the aliens came down here, I would absolutely want to have sex with their females.
Wait.
I've never heard of the clown porn, but Martians, no.
Martian sex.
Clown porn is fantastic.
You've had clown porn?
Especially live at Amazing Jonathan's Halloween party.
Yes, that was pretty fantastic. I'll agree to that. But I have not seen Martian porn. Do they really have little characters doing
that? I'm sure there's porn for just about anything.
Supplements are your leader.
So, anyway, Fagan, have you figured it out? Yeah, what's your guess?
She does piercings.
Oh,
she's into piercings, but she doesn't do piercings.
That's a pretty damn good guess, though.
Give her one more guess.
Something elf related.
you're gonna love it when she tells you. Go ahead and reveal.
I'm a sideshow circus performer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't necessarily do the piercings myself, but I hang from hooks. And,
where do you hang from hooks? I'm sorry, I need to elaborate here, because when you say, please. So I was like, what do you hang from hooks, and where do you hang from hooks?
Now I feel like it's not going to be as exciting, because it's just my back and my chest. Although, it has been done that somebody has hung from their labia. It can be done. I'm not saying I venture to do that quite yet.
Oh wait, how do we get to that point where we want to stick a rod through our back and say, you know what? That's hot. Let's go out there and you know what?
Are you a fan of Fakir?
Oh yeah. So I'm actually taking his workshop in a couple days.
Yeah.
He's actually here in Vegas right now.
Might be where you're inspired from all this.
Actually, my first inspiration, I was living in a Hindu monastery and it was a ceremony. And they had a whole bunch of people hanging from hooks.
And where was that?
That was actually in, Montreal area, outside of Montreal.
Are you Canadian?
No. I wish, actually. Just for the accent, though.
All right. Well, where are you from?
San Diego.
All right. So, San Diego girl puts pipe through her back, hangs from hooks?
Yeah.
Can you show me where they hang in your chest?
Yes, can I see? There's a few of them on my back. The scars actually aren't that bad.
Wait, the scars aren't that bad? I have trouble getting earrings. I think somebody's bitch in prison.
This whole thing makes my taint hurt.
A carton.
I want to see the scars too. You don't have to show the front.
That's not good enough. I can't see.
Yeah, they're not that
good. You are hot.
Those ones on your back. Those ones are a little bit more visible, but I think.
Can I put that mic
back on? I think she's incredibly hot. You are incredibly hot, even without the fact of knowing that you do this. But you're very cute. You're very hot. But now knowing that you do this would make me think that, yes, we would definitely be the bitch. I'd be the bitch in that relationship, people. I'll let you know that right now.
I think you would be, too.
Hey, shut up, dude.
I'm about to.
Think you may have another?
Nice.
Shut up, boy.
So how long have you been doing this?
Actually, I've only been doing flesh hook suspension for about a year.
Wow.
So, and then I've been doing the aerial chain. It's called flesh hook suspension.
Flesh hook suspension.
Mm-hmm. And they technically
I bet that's really good with pharmaceutical companies.
She also hangs off billboards that hang over the freeway and shit like that.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I use it for my
I'm not making this shit up,
so,
Ryan.
So, is there pain or is it a mental focus out of the pain? And
that's, well, I guess it just depends initially, on your outlook. Yeah, for me, it's definitely ascension over the physical body, and it's more of a spiritual
Well, because
thing.
You gotta, but, because normal people would just be like, ow, I can't focus on anything but the pain. So, I mean, that takes a lot of discipline.
I will totally admit, I do love pain, because the aerial chain does...
Can I punch you then?
No. Okay. It takes a lot of breathing. Like so, I'm a fan of pain.
I
will you punch me?
It's like, you're a fan of pain.
I'm just going to light up. What are you guys doing?
Second in line. I would like to be punched by Al.
Not a huge fan of pain.
I would love to be punched
and
by
then
Al.
She can be on it.
Please. I'm at your mercy right now.
So, may I ask your age?
27.
27? Mm-hmm. And you've been doing flesh hook area. Is it flesh hook?
The flesh hook I've been doing for about a year. The aerial chain I've been doing for about a year and a half. And then just aerial arts in general for about 3 years.
Is this a position that's very high in demand that, you know...
It should be.
You know, you think about
thank
like,
you.
You go into your job interview, so what are your talents? Flesh hook
from hooks and billboard signs.
Well, we have 5,000 other people who are waiting for your job. You know? I mean, that's one of those things where you kind of corner the market, kind of.
Like, I have to know, like, you're just sitting around your house one day, and you're like, you know what? I just want to hang from some hooks.
Yeah, I was pretty close to that.
So you just went out in the garage, threw some hooks around, a couple of beams, and was like, this is hot.
You know what? I bet people would pay money to see that shit.
They do.
They did. They did a show called Freaks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things that, that's yes, fun. We are in Vegas, and they will pay money to see that kind of shit.
You attain a completely higher spiritual place when you're doing this, right?
Correct.
See, I'm totally into that. I'm totally into the whole spiritual thing of, like, believing that there is other levels, other places that we can be to put us past these things.
I can barely get to the next level in Gears of War. let alone, you know, getting to a next higher level of, you know, spiritual ascension.
Pinch
I'll
me real quick.
Take Gears of War or Halo.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, that hurt. How in the fuck do you put a rod through there? And just be like, okay, I'm good.
You want to show him? Did you bring any?
No, I didn't. I should, though.
Yeah.
I have it on my demo.
What do you weigh? Like 100 pounds?
No, I'm 130.
Okay, and you're going to ride on a fucking, like, okay. This feels fucking great.
The first time I went up, I was up for about an hour and a half.
Okay, see, now you're my master. Yeah. Can I learn from you how to deal with pain?
Let's stab
him. There you go. Let's try it right now.
Let's stab him. The first time she was up for an hour and a half. Let's think about that. I have ADHD. I can barely sit through 30-minute episodes.
That's not your only problem.
You know, I mean, 30 minutes is a long time for me, but to sit there for an hour and a half of just doing nothing.
Popping a movie, you're good.
Yeah, popping a movie, you're good.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
When you're hanging with the hooks, mm-hmm. Is it, like, orgasmic for you? Or, I mean, what is it?
Yeah, actually, it definitely is. And I know other females for sure that definitely orgasm while in there. So.
Is it the same? Because, like, during the Halloween party, Amazing Jonathan, you were all tied up with ropes.
That was Shibari.
Is that also a form of...
That one's extremely sexual. One, for sure. But the pain isn't nearly as intense. But I just... guess maintaining that position, so to speak. Oh, well, yeah, until I fucking fell.
Yeah, that sucks. apparently there's a following. There's a people who do this regularly nationwide. It's almost like punk rock music. There's an underground following of these people who go out there and skewer themselves and put them on hooks and, you know, hang around in the air for about an hour and a half. A minimum for an hour and a half. But, I mean, are there websites that you had to go to first find these people? I mean, I'm sure what the internet is.
There's definitely organizations and websites out there for sure. I actually found that kind of after the fact. I more or less was introduced to Swing Shift Sideshow. That's a very popular group that's out here in Las Vegas. And they're the ones that introduced me to my actual first experience, which I actually did in Portland. But right now is the APP, it's the Association of Professional Piercers. So they're trying to come up with industry standards because they are basically defining it is it's a new culture. It's a new way for sideshow circus.
Well, I'm sure there are rules and, right. You know, things about, I mean.
Cross-contamination, you're dealing with blood.
Don't share needles that you stab each other with, that same
don't
kind of
share
thing.
Flesh hooks.
No.
You know, that would be a bad
only one flesh on a hook at a time, one person on a hook.
Well, do you like whips? And?
Yeah.
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 On you, or do you like to just crack them? Are you a good whip cracker?
You know what? I have to admit,
I
don't have a whole lot of experience actually being the whip cracker. No, I would love to learn a bull whip on fire, though. That is a goal of mine.
So
to do the bull whip with fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
She likes hot stuff.
That girl would whip your ass, dude.
She would
whip your ass.
She could do some damage while you're in a go-kart, too.
What? Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Go kart was pretty badass, and I did just buy my first motorcycle. I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's find that out. What Uh-oh. Are the male qualifications? The male qualifications
to be with an elf.
First of all, I mean, how do you sit? You know, you don't go out with Joe Schmo who works in Wall Street. You know, it's like, well, let me talk about the projections of this afternoon. You know, I mean, because God knows that's probably not going to fly so well. So how do you sit there and qualify? Wait. He has 15 piercings. Well, that's a start. I mean, how do you qualify or classify your guy? Because God knows. I'm probably not that guy.
But I would want to be. I would go married tomorrow.
Certainly, I'm married. Certainly, but he might be that guy.
Tomorrow.
You know, he's down for some pain. You know, Ryan's down for some pain.
You don't want to hear them. I haven't heard Ryan say that yet.
If I'm right now, I have like a 12 piercing limit. Tomorrow, I'd be in the store and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Yeah, you're full of shit. You're full of shit. I'm gonna hear what she has to say.
Ryan would totally be into it if he knew it was gonna be a religious experience.
Not religious, spiritual.
Spiritual, for sure.
Two completely different things.
So right. I agree.
One, you would have to say like a Hail Mary or something.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Buddha.
No, but still the way I choose to live my life today.
Yeah.
Spiritual. I hate to use the term.
Really,
but what I believe is very much may the force be with you.
I'm Darth Vader right there.
And the original question was.
How do I get with you?
What do you have to do to qualify?
First off, break up with your girlfriend.
I love my girlfriend.
Right, let's let her answer. How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, to be honest, I think I'm the one that's so eccentric. It's a matter of who will accept me. It's not what I will accept.
I accept you.
I mean, you are eccentric, but it's a relationship is a two-way street. You have to be at least attracted to somebody. You have to have things that are like, okay, well, you like it that I'm into pain and all, but yeah, you'll be fine. Now, you know, there are categories. I mean, you're an accountant. You have Misha, the Polish guy over here. EMT. You know, you have to have your standards. Everybody has standards. Whether you want to say you do or you don't, you have standards. You have to shower. That's important.
That's pretty damn important. I'll agree with you on that one. Yeah.
Showering.
How does this meet up?
But, if I didn't know that you were doing the whole fish hook thing, that's still completely different. She's still very beautiful.
No, she's very beautiful. She's very beautiful. And
yeah.
She's
very beautiful.
You're well spoken. No, that's the thing.
He's got
this
great skin, but high cheekbones, soft eyes.
You could tell that you're not 20.
I just got a full description on the radio.
We're happy that you're here. But I mean, but one of those things. No, but you're 28 years old. You hold yourself very well. You hold yourself. You're not like, oh my god, this is so awesome on a radio show. You're not doing any of that kind of crap.
That's because she's been on it before.
And these things make me terribly nervous. Put me on a stage without a mic, and I'm
something
fine.
Something that makes you nervous.
Yeah. Like, you can use your voice. My voice terrifies me. That, to me, is serious talent. Yeah.
Well, that's one up for me, man.
Serious. I would terrify a lot of other people.
14 people tonight.
You remind me of a very young Johnny Mathis.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We've got more of the show coming up right after this.
You're a rich girl, and you're going too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. You're a rich girl, but it's gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. The money, money won't keep it too far, because it's too far. Don't you know?
listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Paul Strazzo. Paul Strazzo here in the studio. A lot of going on. Matt Mike's not here, and it's security less, and people were just walking up here going, let's see what happens. I gotta say that Matt Mike is definitely missing out on this thing.
Oh, good times. That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Dude, you really like to talk about how your sexual functions a lot. You know, let's get into that. I know.
The mic's right there.
The mic's right there. You love to talk about sex. Are you really that good?
Can we call my girlfriend?
Oh, no.
No, we want you to answer.
No, you answer that question.
So I'm saying yes.
Okay, just because you can make kids, I can make kids, it doesn't mean I'm good in bed. There are a lot of people who make babies. It doesn't mean they're good in bed.
You answer us, and
so yes, I am that good in bed. I don't have...
I wish we had callers in here.
I have,
you can call his girlfriend.
I have, the average penis. I have an average 7-inch penis, as most Americans... I worked at a gay club, so yes.
Well,
yes,
you would see a lot of
talk. I will answer that one right away. But yes, I have an average 7-inch penis, and... penis.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your penis at this point?
It does very well.
It does very well? I mean, what else does it do? What else does it do? Come on.
It sings, it dances, it fucking prances around the room.
It prances around the room.
What do you want it to do? Do you want me to show you what it does?
No, we don't.
Not me. Maybe they do.
Well, here's this. I came home.
Oh, no, it's actually get closer.
I came home completely hammered. Where were we at? What pool party were we at?
I have no idea what we're talking about. What day did you not come home drunk?
Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So was that the pool party?
Right. So I have some guys who were getting some work done on the backyard, right?
Perfectly nice.
We come home from the bear pool over here at the Mirage, and he's completely hammered. So we're moving him into the house, and they're in the front. And one of the guys is like, too much cerveza. I go, yeah, too much cerveza. I get him in the house, and he likes his... His way of sobering up is he gets in the shower and he stays in there.
That's a good way to sober up.
Until he's feeling pretty good, right?
Right.
He walks out into the living room outside to have a cigarette. He's butt-ass naked. Sitting there.
With a boner.
Standing there on the patio smoking, fully erect. Here comes the guys to finish up the work in the backyard.
How is this a bad thing, by the way?
And
let's ask the guys who were there to finish the backyard. Yeah. And I'll tell you how it could be a bad thing.
They didn't like it, trust me, but I loved it, dude. I was, sobering up in the shower.
But
I sat there and I jerked off. And
I
was
really
you know what? I'm pretty happy right now. I'm pretty happy.
He's a narcissist, dude.
You
gotta
walk outside.
He's a narcissist. He loves talking about himself.
And dry off. Natural air drying, I'm sorry, it's fucking fantastic.
I agree with you.
You know, walking, I don't even know if that's a word.
That's a new word, fantastic.
Can you write that down so we don't forget fantastic?
Fantastic.
Walking outside and drying off in this natural heat, that's awesome, you know?
I'm with you on that.
No cottons, no, lint.
We just hope that the Mexicans, who are, good Lord.
Smoking a cigarette, I didn't know I had an erection. This is actually kind of nice for me because it made me feel better. You know, me being an average size.
Because everybody wants to know.
Yeah, trust me, the whole block has seen it. But me walking outside, smoking a cigarette, butt-ass naked and wet, and like the guys back there is like, too much cerveza? And they're like, yeah, probably. Because I'm standing outside going, I have an erection, and I'm smoking a cigarette, and you're fixing our yard. Yeah, too much cerveza there.
Enough about you.
Are we done?
No.
It's okay. Take a break.
Take a break. Take a break. It's all right. So why don't you do a song for Fagan over here?
Song for Fagan.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can do something a little bit.
Get her to say something to the mic, and we'll loop it. Say something sexy into the mic. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I'll start it off.
But you gotta get close. You gotta get closer to the mic, though. Yeah. Get closer to the mic.
No, there isn't. Okay. There
totally
isn't a safety word.
Okay, you're gonna have to use my mic because it's going in through here. So we're gonna create a song right here on the spot. We're gonna make it up, call it, you know.
Let's call it the 44 mix.
The 44 mix here on. It's 44 mix. All right. Here, I'm going to start the groove off, and then everybody's going to take a chance, and I'm going to put the microphone in front of you. Everybody's going to get out there and just say something. As soon as the microphone comes at you, yeah, you'll get it. It's going to start like this. Now, with this right now, we're just gonna go around the room. This is the groove, and we can do a lot of cool things with this groove. Sexy, then them girls are sexy, yeah. Take a needle, snap it through my skin. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, oh. You go, you know I like it. Boy, you wanna try it? Oh, hell no! Get that damn thing away from me! It's really simple. We can do anything over this kind of shit. So I want you to think of a word. Think of a word, you know, one word. Just one word, and I want you to say it into the microphone. Ready? Think the thing that it's about. It could be, let's say, I want you to say spiritual. You know? It's just hot. Oh, shut up. You know, but we're going to get out of there. Let's try this. Just pick a word that comes to your head when you're doing your thing. And just say this in the microphone. Just one word. That should work.
Louder, come on.
Oh, yeah, we need to get you louder. Ascension. Oh, yeah, you know, I need that. Here we go. Ascension.
Flash hook. Genital Show.
Genital Show.
Special. Special.
Genital Show.
Genital Show.
We have no options.
Genital Show.
Genital Show.
He's just evil.
Genital Show.
Genital Show.
Genital Show.
What you
gonna do?
Genital Show.
44th
floor jam.
Genital Show.
Genital
Show.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's fun, dude.
That's all
good.
Kinds of fun.
Why does that much fun?
Fuck yeah, that's a Bobby Ringer soul right there.
The corporate market will buy that shit.
Hey, what did you say?
It's okay. It sounded great.
Are you recording this?
Yes, that's the purpose.
That's
the
purpose of the show. Not really.
I want to make sure that I'm saying this right. It says Betoca, right? Betoca.
Didn't you just talk about this earlier?
What do you think Betoca means?
Fuck yourself.
That means fuck the cops. And you know what he told the DMV?
He's ADHD, isn't he?
I do have, like, super ADHD. Masturbation problems. And I'm an alcoholic. But you know what? I'm going to be a paramedic at some point. I'm going to save your life. But
let me die.
I just hope I don't show up drunk to your house.
I'm good. I'm fine over here, dude. It's good.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's good. But, Petoca, right, means fuck the cops. And he gets to drive around all of Las Vegas with it on his fucking trunk, dude. License plate, trunk, whatever. It's in the back end of it. And you got to tell, what is that, the DMV, what it means. He's like, it means well-being. I'm a nice person. Well-being.
And they're like, come on, Capitan! What it mean?
Well-being.
Oh, very good.
No.
Next!
Okay, I guess I'm going away now.
Nah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, crazy times. Crazy times here on the 44th floor.
That's right, always.
Good times.
Paul, you never know what's going to happen when
I
you
have
in.
No clue idea what's going on, but I'm always pleasantly surprised every time I come here. Because you have some weird-ass friends. No kidding, man. You have people who like to stick themselves with needles and hang themselves on meat hooks. And you have accountants.
That's the sort of thing people usually do by
accident. I've seen that happen in plenty of freaking action movies where the guy, like, on the meat hook. On the meat hook would be awesome, but, you know, I just do it for an hour and a half to have a spiritual ascension. Thank you. Getting ass whooping. No, but you hang around so many talented people. You have great, you know, this beast next to me plays guitar, sings piano. He's gonna be over at the Palms. That's gonna be a great gig. I hope that comes.
Yeah, he's called in on the show, and we've talked about Bonnie's amazing tits. But this is the first time.
I'm sorry, this is the first time that we've actually.
See how conversation goes full circle again. Back to Bonnie's
tits.
It's
called a callback. We've brought it back around. Yeah. And anytime we can bring those tits back around, we will.
We're developing it.
We're trying to get those tits back here in the studio.
We're trying to talk about using the secret to get them back.
Yeah, Bonnie, I don't really care if you come. Just bring your tits.
Maybe we could get her to do a blast or cast.
That would be hot. She should do that for my birthday. It's coming up.
That can't be that much. That can't be that expensive, dude. Just ask her to do it. It's like $500.
$500.
Yeah, they're good. Come on, do one push-up. One push-up, girl.
Just go to Home Depot and buy, you know, the plaster and do it yourself.
Play-Doh. Anybody remember Play-Doh? No, because you're not as old as I am, do you?
It tasted like salt.
It did. You are old. 41, dude. That's like a... That's old.
Halfway to
82. Dude, Spiraz is... My family only lives till 60. I'm at midlife crisis right now. I'm 35. I'm like, all right, might as well just party it up like a rock star. You know, but I mean... That's crazy, you know, all these people. I mean, this show is all about things that happen in Vegas.
Put her on speaker. I already asked her to call in.
Alicia, I'm gonna put you on speaker. You're on the radio show.
Yeah,
so.
Use the mic there.
Let's start talking.
No, I have the one question I'm gonna ask her right now.
Alicia, are you ready?
No, I don't like that.
No, you're good to go.
Are you ready? We all want to know the answer to this question.
Are you ready? Alicia. Okay. What's the question?
What's the question?
Is Stuart good in bed?
Is Stuart good in bed?
Nope. Huh? Am I good in bed?
Oh, he's very good. Okay.
Very good.
He's very good. That's good.
Let's use some adjectives there.
No, we don't need to. That's all. That's
all. That's all we need. We wanted confirmation. Was
she a virgin when she met him?
What did you say?
I don't want to brag about it too much. That's
take care of that beautiful baby.
You just might make her sick.
That's she does.
Now, what are you talking about? I can't
even...
Oh, so you want to tell him I'm terrible on that. Terrible on that.
Honestly, we really don't care.
Yeah, this is like a room full of guys that probably masturbate every day.
There are two girls in the room.
Oh, wait. Oh, yes, there is an elven woman here.
An elven woman.
There's an elven woman.
Now people are going to picture like some woman dressed like Elvis.
Yeah, that's what I the first thing comes to mind.
Elvin Jones.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I love you. I love you to death. Let me call you back later.
Alright.
Bye.
I mean, we've heard from everybody in the room as far as the, you know, the excitement of their job. I haven't heard from the accountant yet. Okay, no, I need to get this. I need to get you on microphone here.
Oh, no, I don't like my voice.
No, don't worry. No one's gonna hear it. You're not gonna hear your own voice.
No one but 100,000 people listen to the
show. You might as well speak up.
You might as well speak up. I mean, you work with the casinos, right?
I work for a general contractor that built City Center.
How's that going?
Well, we sued them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, needless to say, the City Center's not doing really
this
well.
This just in from Facebook from Stuart's girlfriend. Just so we are clear, Stuart is the fucking shit in bed. Now, why is
or
she going to say that on the phone?
Because she's quiet.
She must have been a virgin. No, okay, we're still talking about the City Center now. Thank God for the more we need to hear, the less I hear about Stuart, the better at this point.
Yeah, no names.
So, I mean, tell us, you know, because people coming to Vegas, they think that they see this huge monstrosity coming up, you know, on the Strip, and they're like, this is the City Center, and you're an accountant for the City Center, so you have to tell me how business is going.
Business is bad. Basically, Perini is the number one GC, and I believe in the world for gaming and hospitality. And at this point, and we've done, I would say, a good 3/4 of the hotels on the Strip, and we have nothing lined up. We have nothing past City Center. MGMO's made $492 million that they won't pay for defaults on the Harmon. I worked on the Aria Casino. Can't pay our subcontractors, the unions.
Wait. I got to cut you off.
Four.
All that shit you just said is confusing
That's because you're a redneck. So, I mean, it's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry. I mean, don't listen to him. But, I mean, honestly, though,
I mean
honestly, people care. People do care. People do care about what's going to happen to Vegas.
I have watched so many subs put out of business. I have watched people that started from the ground up 20 years ago, you know, mom and pop shop, and they built it up, and they have gone under because they can't get any payments. The owner won't pay, so Perini can't pay. I have watched accountants that have, you know, have degrees. They're CPAs. They've been with Perini since the, you know, I'm not going to say the beginning because they're like 100 years old, but they've been with them 20 years. They got laid off.
I mean, is there a silver lining?
No, there is no silver lining.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
No, we got nothing. We got nothing.
Christ. Well, that's it, folks. You know, Vegas is pretty much going to go into the ground. No, I'm just... And he is pissing out the window.
Of the 44th floor.
Of the 44th floor.
Classic.
No, but I mean...
But you know what? The more people that come to Vegas, the more investors are willing to say, you know what? Yeah, we're going to finance. We see that Vegas is still the hot spot, so the more people that come here...
It's comparable. You know, I mean, compared to other places, I mean, real estate, granted, you know, I'm... selling my house for $98,000 when I'm, you know, short selling it for $98,000 and paid $300 for it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Tell me about your house.
It sucks. But, you know,
yeah, this is like depressing. Like
no, but once again, it's you need to know. You need to know that, you know, there are still fun things to do in Vegas.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Come out. Come
oh,
out.
God, Aria Casino. That's like a $1.9 billion. Casino, and they have amazing things in there. Like, the sports book is amazing. The Elvis Cirque Theater is amazing.
Elvis. Which one would it be?
But
you know,
it's beautiful. They have tiles that have fiber optics in them, so when you, like, step on them, they change colors. It's a beautiful casino.
So, I've been to the Aria, and it's a hell of an experience. It's a hell of an experience to get out there. So, you know, you want to encourage people to, you know, spend the money to come out here. Because I know, I mean, even at this point, I know that from an entertainment standpoint, that companies are starting to spend more money to come back and do corporate work, to do those corporate conventions. So to get out here, as an entertainer, you want to sit here, and this is the place to be. This is the place to be, is in Las Vegas. Because in New York, okay, can anybody in here name me any of the Tony Award-winning Broadway shows in the past year?
Cats, yeah.
Okay.
The Heights,
that was last year.
I know Les Mis,
Les Mis, and that's like I said, Broadway's, as we know, is a suffering thing. Lion King was there for 10 years. Yeah, you know, but it's great that Vegas has great entertainment still. I mean, great that they brought Lion King here and it's doing well. The Jersey Boys was like 2 or 3 years ago, and that's out here now, which is fantastic. But to know that, you know, there are Vegas still does have its problems, for God's sakes. And the city center with that monstrosity that it is pretty badass. If you have to go check it out.
Yeah, it is cool.
I haven't seen the Elvis show yet, but, you know, it's on my list of things to do. It's my mom's music. You know, so it's really one of those things that...
Mom's music or not, it's...
Elvis is a classic icon, you know, but still. It's like, you know...
You're a big Elvis fan...
You can name 6 Elvis songs, probably, off the top of your head. 5 Elvis songs.
And my dad's from Memphis. I should know this.
You should know this. All right, you're being timed. Go.
Oh, the Heartbreak Hotel. Mm-hmm. Hound Dog. Some blues one.
Some blues
one. Viva Las Vegas. Okay, 4 out of 5 ain't bad. I'm done.
That's 3. Okay, well, 4 out of 5. I'll give it to you. 4 out of 5. You know, Suspicious Minds. I mean, any of these. You know? You know, in the ghetto, you know, it's like
devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Trilogy. American Trilogy, right? Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, Elvis had so many great songs, so it's... I mean, you're a piano bar guy. You play all these. Yeah. I mean, you're not in this game.
I'm cheating.
You know, I was like, well, I just played these for all these old people. Yeah, I was just calling on that. Yeah, you should go on that.
I don't want to. Send me that kind of like getting into a battle of the bands.
Once you get into a battle of the bands, you've already lost.
That's true. That is true. You know, it's... You know, and that's...
Unless you hang by hooks. I mean, seriously, you don't even know the words of the song, but...
And why did that... Okay, never mind. Tangent.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
"Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood."
"Oh, no."
"You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here."
"She's my girlfriend, doctor."
"You need to wait out in the waiting room."
"Please, doctor, I want to stay with her."
"Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work."
"Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her."
"Wait a second. You were the driver?"
"Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks."
"Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine."
"Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?"
"I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?"
"What, are you kidding? No, not really." "Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat."
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
Fast forward.
Hot Chili Peppers here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, up here on the 44th floor. And before we get back into the craziness, we're going to go back a few months. That's right, to episode 97 of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Paul Spiraza was here. Martin Andrew was here. Matt Mike was here. Ava Devine, the adult film star, was here. And so was Lucius. Got together at the end of the show, and Paul Spiraza did this little number. Check it out.
Trash stand. dreaming of. I'll kiss my neck, kiss it like you never kissed before. Oh, just feel it now, just feel it now. Turn around, baby, show me that sweet ass. That's right, girl. Good Lord, have his mercy. That's right. You can't buy that. That's grade A American shit right there, motherfuckers.
Like something that you've never seen before. Take it back around, up and down. Oh, yeah. We love that. I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
It's
a rockin' comedy show.
Woohoo!
Chaos. Complete chaos.
Yeah, absolute nuts. That's your brother, dude. No one wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Good thing that these things could be edited.
Way
But they won't be.
But they won't be.
That's way too much work for me.
Oh, that's way too much work for him. But, you know, it's definitely a good time. So where do we see each other in the next year? God knows.
Right here on the 45th floor.
On the 45th floor. You go up a floor, it's, you know, this is Vegas, people. We're always moving up.
We're expanding.
That's awesome.
Fountain Blue wanted to expand me. I was like, you got enough problems.
Yes.
So, where are you? I mean, like, you got stuff going on.
I have plenty of gigs lined up. I'm looking forward to getting out there, and honestly, one of my loves is teaching. You know, you said you taught as well, and it's always good to give back, and I get out there and I do workshops for high schools and colleges I mentioned earlier. And that, much love. So email me at spaz@spazbox.com or Facebook me, great. You know, anyways, I'd love to get out there and honestly work with more high schools and colleges and get out there and perform. Show them how all this cool stuff that I'm doing in your studio can be applied. All these kinds of things can be learned now. And you can honestly get out there, go on the internet, figure out how to do it.
But can you learn it on a droid?
No, you can't learn it on a droid. But you can pillow fight on a droid, which is a really awesome thing. But, you know, I mean, honestly, tell your people to give me a call, or your fans to give me a call. I'm not sure. But to get out there and keep learning, that's the main thing. And we need more beer, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I just want to get out there and just keep on working. That's the object at the end of the day with so many. Oh, short sale my house. I'm actually moving at the end of the month. I might use you guys. You guys look like strong, strapping young lads. So, you know, I need help lifting heavy boxes, you know, because I'm the bitch in prison. Remember that.
Yeah.
I'm the bitch in prison, so, you know, I need help by big, strong men. Big, strong, strong men. That's right.
Strong women like Fagin, she can help.
And she'll whip somebody's ass. I think at the end of the day, we all just hope to just keep on doing good work. I'm sure you want to stay in the industry, you know, having people pay you to stab yourself with meat hooks. And
sounds so much different than what she really does. What do you do? Oh, I get stabbed with meat hooks.
Is it lying?
No, it's not lying, but it just...
Am I lying?
No, but the way she says it seems so much better.
Yes. You know, suspension, using these big words. But honestly, you're stabbing yourself with meat hooks and suspending yourself in midair. You know,
that's the best part.
That's the best part. That's the orgasmic part.
So, pole position, is that in your future?
I'm sorry?
Pole what? Pole position I ever worry about is, you know, when I'm on the bottom and, you know, that you don't have any penile fracturing going on and the pole is in the right position. Are we talking about that? No. I totally sound like your brother. Next. Yeah. Check, please.
So, pole position, that could be in the future. We could set that up. You ready?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm ready to kick some serious
pole
ass.
Pole position that needs to be in a event here. It's the accountant's dad is having a birthday. It's coming on Saturday the...
It's Sunday the
16th. We're going to pole positions.
He's turning 70.
And
he's so cute.
How old is he?
He's turning 70, and we asked him, you know, do you want to go to a Cirque show? You want to go to Jersey Boys? He's like, no, I want to go shooting, and I want to go indoor. I want to go indoor go-karting.
Crazy
fastball. He's from Virginia?
No, he's actually from Memphis.
Well, that makes plenty of sense. Yeah. I want to go see a bunch of... go see a bunch of guys on swing sets, or I want to go shoot guns.
Well, he worked for NASA for 35 years, so he's not like dumb or anything. He just, he's like an indoor guy.
Let me tell you, I'm from Ohio, all right? If that's the choice, what do I, would I rather go shoot guns or go to a Cirque show? I'd rather shoot guns.
Well, we gave him the option of Jersey Boys.
So, what day is this?
Only in America.
Sunday, May 16th.
Where there's brown people.
Or Nevada.
Yeah, but I don't know what time
he's going to be. If you have brown people there, we're going to shoot a lot of them.
Come
early. Who cares? So. And you, sir?
Yes, Ryan here. You know, I got that regular house gig four nights a week at Piano Piano in Claremont, California, but I'd like to come over here. It looks like maybe a once-a-month trip over here is possibly in order.
Just to see Bonnie's tits, or actually?
Just to see Bonnie's tits, and I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to go see Fagan. And
sweet.
Yeah.
She's got a show tomorrow, but you're not...
Yeah, it's obvious that I've been hitting on her since I've been here the whole time.
No,
it's not obvious? All right. I don't like to plan, you know, if I told you what I was going to be doing 6 months from now, I don't expect to be, you know, honestly, I don't
to come true?
No, because tomorrow ain't been promised to me yet. Okay. I still got to get to sleep before tomorrow happens.
You're opening at the Palms.
Tomorrow, the essential plan is to play at the Palms tomorrow night, starting 8 o'clock and ending at 12, and the piano bar that they're opening tomorrow. That is the plan. That is the plan. And time actually ends. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll be there at 9 o'clock. That's all that's important.
Yeah. At some point tomorrow, you're going to play at the Palms.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping nothing else happens between now and then, but the great spirit has a way of dropping surprises in our path.
God makes fun of people who plan.
Bring in the inner peace and say yes.
Inner peace of anarchy. So that's it. I'm playing piano. Your fans can find me at on Facebook, Ryan Buter, B-U-E-T-E-R. I don't turn away really anybody.
No. You really need those friends.
I need those friends. I'm you know what? I'm inviting all 837 of those people to my next party. So
that's just good.
Yeah. I actually did invite all of them, I think, to my birthday party.
Yeah.
Where's your birthday party? I'll come get it.
It was April 15th. Titanic sank that day, too. Abe Lincoln died.
Yeah.
Lots of good shit happens.
That's a good birthday.
It is a grand birthday, let me tell you. Nobody feels like celebrating that day. Yeah, we...
Why don't you just make it the 16th? Fuck it, just make it 420.
No, because I'm good with the 15th. It's easy for me to remember. It was the day I was born, so I can always remember. April 15th, 1969.
I like 69.
Of course you do. Well, that's it's nice to finally meet you.
Hell yeah.
We like those calls.
I'm gonna invite myself back more.
That's fine.
Do it.
We just a random like monthly update of Bonnie's tits.
Yeah, we should have like strip poker with Bonnie in here some night on there.
Second that one.
I will bring the cards. I'll bring my deck.
Yeah, that might work.
I'll bring that, my magnetic coins for head tossing.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Good times.
So when are we all planning a class trip down to wherever Bonnie plays? You go. I mean, I know you guys go there every week. Every week.
Yeah, we could do it next week easily.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna. I can't make it. I can't make it.
I won't be here. I'll be back in California. Go back to California on Thursday.
But take pictures. Take pictures. Take pictures because you know, God knows my wife loves finding pictures like that on my phone in the first place. That's no good for anybody. Very bad. Very bad. You're not married, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Add that with pillow fight. Good to go.
Hey, that's
and you have two girls at pillow fight whenever you want.
You have pillow fighting. What the fuck are you doing here? Well, because they're on my droid. We spoke about this earlier.
That sounded a little weird. These two girls at pillow fight are on my droid.
They were pillow fighters.
Droid.
Anyways, I want to thank you guys all for being here. It was fun.
Thank you, man. It's been good times.
Woo-hoo! It's crazy.